Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we look at the readings for the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. These are readings that are very important to us. The first one is taken from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 18, verses 25 to 28. Thus says the Lord, "You say the Lord's way is not fair. Hear now, house of Israel, is it my way that is unfair, or rather are not your ways unfair? When someone virtuous turns away from virtue to commit iniquity and dies, it is because of the iniquity he committed that he must die. But if he turns from the wickedness he has committed and does what is right and just, he shall preserve his life. Since he has turned away from all the sins that he has committed, he shall surely live. He shall not die." Brothers and sisters, I'm going to stop there for a moment. There may be some of you listening to this program who carry some serious sin on your soul, some things that in your life you have done wrong, and you just want to get rid of them. You just want to discard them. You don't want to think about them anymore. But brothers and sisters, if you can, go to confession and tell the Lord. I'm going to be praying for you for this. Tell the Lord how you've sinned and ask forgiveness from him. And he will give it to you. When you acknowledge your sin, my sin, our sin, when you acknowledge it and you ask for forgiveness, God is all mercy for you. Please don't harbor, don't say, "Oh, it was years ago and I've forgotten about it." No, no, no. Wherever you know you have sinned, especially if you have sinned grievously, bring it to the confession. Bring it to your church. Ask God's forgiveness, and you'll be set free. God wants you free. He wants you a beloved son or daughter with him forever. That's what he wants. Please, don't wait any longer. Don't hold back. Don't be too embarrassed. Just walk right through it and just say, "Lord, give me the strength to do this. Please help me. Please go with me." And he will. You can count on that. Again, in this prophet Ezekiel, he says, "Is it my way that is unfair, or rather are not your ways unfair? When someone virtuous turns from virtue to commit iniquity and dies, it's because of the iniquity he committed that he must die. But if he turns from the wickedness he has committed..." I'm saying this again because I want you to get it into your mind, especially if he turns from the wickedness he has committed and does what is right and just, he shall preserve his life. I think, really, that several of you listening to me have that kind of serious sin on your soul. And it's been years, and you just, quote, forgot about it or decided not to. You didn't want to be embarrassed more. Brothers and sisters, if we want life, and if we want life forever, come and bring it to the confessional. God understands, and God will forgive. May God speak to your heart right now. And I'm praying for you, even as I'm doing this program. I'm asking God's blessings on you. There's several of you that God really wants to bring back to himself, even today. I ask you, don't hide the sin. Confess it and be free. You won't be discarded. You won't be ignored. Just confess it and receive the forgiveness of God. Psalm 25 says, "Remember your mercies, O Lord. Your ways make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. Remember that your compassion, O Lord, and your love are from of old. The sins of my youth and my frailties remember not. In your kindness, remember me because of your goodness." O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners of the way, no matter how egregious the sin might be, no matter how serious, no matter how painful, no matter how embarrassing, God will forgive. Please hear me. God will forgive. Go to confession as soon as you can, or call your parish priest now and ask him if you can make an appointment with him. But confess your sins. Please, brothers and sisters, good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way. That's what we want. We want his way to know the forgiveness of sin. May God abundantly speak to you in your own hearts right now. And the second reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. He says this, "Brothers and sisters, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any solace in love, any participation in the Spirit, any compassion and mercy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not for his own interests, but also for those of others. Have in mind the same attitude that is also in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave." This is Jesus did this for us, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and being found human in appearance, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I say that to the Lord. I try to say it every day. Some days I miss, but I try to say that, Jesus Christ, you are the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and you are my Lord, for the glory of God the Father. That's what we want to do. Don't hide. Don't hang back. Speak to the Lord. He will hear you, and he will help you. Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 to 32 said this, "Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, 'What is your opinion?' A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' He said in reply, 'I will not,' but afterwards changed his mind and went. And the man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but he did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of heaven before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." Brothers and sisters, we can be like that. We can be like that so easily. We forget, oh, well, it wasn't that bad, or it wasn't this big, or I'm just afraid to go to confession, or I'm too embarrassed to go to confession, or whatever the case may be, or I don't have time to go to confession. That's a problem, and it's a problem that needs to be dealt with if that's the case. Confession should be one of the highest things on your list, not your car, not even for a half hour, your family. If it's a husband or wife, if you committed serious sin, please go now, please. Because Jesus wants you free. He wants you free to love him and to serve him and to follow him. As we read, be happy with him in this world and in the next, not just for now, but forever. That's what we want. God wants to give it to you. He loves you obediently, and he wants to give it to you. Please. Jesus tells us, and this is a reading that I wanted to share part of it with you. Jesus tells us that when we pray, we are to say, Our Father. His Father is our Father. Through the Son, we are drawn into an intimate relationship with the Father. The love the Father has for the Son, Jesus extends to us. Through baptism, God makes us his children. So our relationship with God is one of a child to the Father. The child looks up to the Father with love, respect, admiration, and yes, a certain amount of fear. Likewise, we look to our Heavenly Father with the kind of awe, worship, and adoration that are due the Lord. Our obedience flows from our respect and love. How are we to fear the Lord? That doesn't mean fear in the sense of quaking or shaking or being very nervous. But Psalm 112 tells us, Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commands. Brothers and sisters, that's what we want. That's how we want to be. We want to love him. We want to follow him. And we want to obey him with all of our hearts. I happen to have been one who had a very, very good father. But he was a very hard worker. It isn't that I just saw him all the time. He was very busy. But my father took time with us every day. He spent time. He'd bring a flower over to the house if I were in the house that he saw outside his garage. He would bring it over to me. Sometimes he'd even put it in a vase for me. And that was a man who was miserably in great difficulty until he finally got some men, as I told you before, to work with him. But he was doing it all alone, fixing cars in the back and taking care of all the people who came for gas. And people really grew to love him. They saw him for what he was and the care that he provided for us, the love he provided for us. He had some long hours sometimes, and we missed him. But when he came, he was with us, and we loved him. Think of your Father in heaven. Is he busy? I don't quite know. But I do know that no matter what he's doing, he has time for you. He loves you. He wants to speak to you. He wants you to follow him more closely, because as you do, you will be drawn closer and closer to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, brothers and sisters, wouldn't it be wonderful if all of us who listen to this program became very holy and very good? I don't mean that means you need to run around praying. Just offer your life to him day in and day out. He will hear you. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.